This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm just bringing this up because it's just an interesting exchange. I'm not really trying to make it a. We already knew about this, the story with Zach Edey getting pulled over for doing the, what was it, a 100 miles an hour. I don't know what the speed limit was. It's 101 and a 55, right? That's what you were just doing the other day.
I was in a 55. I wasn't doing 101.
Right.
I might have been doing 81.
But you got clocked for 60?
No, he gave me 60, so it's a blessing in
right.
the end, right?
But you were looking
what
at
he could have got me for.
You were looking at the cop. You're like, what the hell?
Well, I thought he was going to let me go.
Thought we were brothers in arms.
But Brother Savage, I appreciate you letting me just get with the 60.
It's too late. We already got what you really meant, how you really felt on Monday. So Brother Savage, he was actually not going to come to court that day, but he going to come now. He gonna come bust that ass.
All right.
And he will follow you out the parking lot to make sure that you got your seatbelt on.
No, I think with five over, I just go pay it, right? Just go to a just precinct pay and pay it.
You know, you shouldn't have to go to the precinct to pay. You can pay it online.
Can you? You can do that too.
Yeah.
I'll check with my people.
And that's when I got the seatbelt violation in Germantown, when that cop followed me out the damn gas station parking lot and whooped me for the seatbelt. I looked at him like, bro, are you serious right now? You're gonna cite me for a seatbelt when you follow me out the parking lot? Like, what is wrong with you?
Almost folks that don't wear seatbelts now are the strange ones.
Well,
you didn't have a seatbelt on?
I had just pulled out of the gas station, man.
Okay, I get it. All right.
He didn't give me no time to put it on.
Okay. Well, back to Zach.
That's how you know they ain't got nothing to do over there. But, yes, Zach Edey got pulled. I don't remember. It was in May. He was back home
in
West Lafayette. And he got pulled over, and he was charged with reckless driving. Well, we have the body cam footage. Yeah, and which is, you know, it's just kind of interesting. And there's not, you know, he doesn't really say anything in this. You know, he kind of just explains his side of it. It's really the cop kind of comes at him like a teacher, you know, like a teacher at school. You'll see what I mean. This is the audio.
You know exactly why I pulled. You were going 101. No, you don't pass at 100. The road is 55.
Right.
You're going almost double the speed limit. Any reason other than passing?
Okay.
Where are you going?
Back to
Purdue. Okay, do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Wait, get it out for me. Do you have your vehicle registration?
He handed her the wallet, and that's when you see the Harry Potter. And then she asked him to get that license. You gotta get the license out of the wallet.
I need your vehicle registration as well.
She's walking back to her vehicle. I know it's riveting. You like it
with some music playing?
He had some going for sure. Some NBA young boy. I don't know.
That guy. Have you seen his numbers? Oh wow, she did kind of try to. You
She's
know,
like
teach
lecturing him.
Him.
You know.
I mean.
She shouldn't be able to show her face ever again in West Lafayette. You don't cite the Purdue legend Zach Edey. you let him
over 100, you do not let him go. If you've been doing 80, much like Savage could have let me go.
Yeah, let him go. You ain't Zach Edey in West Lafayette, bro. You know, you got
to. I'm sure it'll get thrown out once he goes, if it hasn't already.
You got a little bit of clout, but you ain't got Zach Edey in West Lafayette clout.
It's on body cam. She has a responsibility.
Oh, stop it. Let him go. Let him go. That road looked desolate. It looked like there was like no traffic on that road, bro. It looked like there was literally
you
got to
figure a 7-footer on that road played at Purdue.
Now, what I was told,
I'm surprised she didn't give him did you play basketball?
Yes. 7,
none of that. She was all business.
No, she was. She didn't care.
It's about that job. I respect it.
Yeah. What's interesting is that I know for a fact that Zach Edey has been given Audis, and yet when he goes home, he's in the damn Kia.
Be something about that way the thing responds, that big old foot when he hits that gas.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it does what he, but apparently, you know, it gets up and goes.
All the TikTok comments were like, the main violation was he was in a Kia.
Yes. I've heard all the jokes since
Kia has really rebranded. I mean, it's improved its branding. It's affiliated
with the NBA.
You're
a spokesman now.
Yep. I'm like, damn, don't ever let me get pulled over. They're going to roast my ass. But I got kids. I got lots of kids. So I got to, you know, I need some room. I don't want to pay 90 grand for a 3-row Audi. All right. So
in your, tell you how to ride.
Yeah. All right, man.
I love that you're a spokesman now. It's a beautiful thing.
That's what happened.
Because you would have been on the joke side before you were a buyer. There's no question about it.
I got to say, that Telluride, and I don't want to speak for all Kias, but that Telluride is definitely a nice vehicle.
Well, of course you're going to say that now. Yeah. You're riding around every day in it.
Well, I mean, you go ride in it. I'll let you drive it, take it around, get an unbiased opinion.
Bro, I'm in a man truck, a Jeep Cherokee.
It's purple.
It's dark purple, dude, plum. That looks like black. Every day I get men saying, man, I like the color on that car. I can't tell which color it is. Almost looks like it's one of those chameleon paint jobs.
Yeah, it is.
Don't try to shame me. What, I'm in a Jeep Cherokee. That's a good man truck.
What was the paint job like that was super popular in like the mid-2000s, bro? Wasn't it like a candy paint? Candy paint.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it was.
A-Ball MJG rap about that all
candy
the time.
Candy paint. You got that. That's what you
if
got.
You didn't
there.
Have
you got
that candy.
Purple
There's
candy
actually
paint.
A song, Candy.
Yeah.
I think it might even be an edited version that Brad could play.
So you're saying you got that purple candy paint.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah, I agree.
Sparkle
actually,
on that thing. And everything. I agree. I keep it beamed up. I'm proud of it as a man.
What's the difference with candy paint? Does it like have a specific shine?
I think
shine
candy
on
paint
it?
Had a definite extra coat of sparkle in there.
Gotcha.
Back in the day,
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't like, have. I don't have. Candy
I feel like
paint
like Houston rap kind of brought it back a little bit in like the 2005. Like Mike Jones and them, you know, they used to rap about candy paint all the time.
Could be possible.
That was my first exposure to it. Was the 2004, 2005 era Houston rap.
There was a line in there about Penny. It was like, that's the way you do it, Penny, represent your home. It was about candy. It was about candy-coated painted cars from A-Ball and MJG, along the song of the old Cameo song.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, man. Y'all need to get up on that and bump that on a Friday as you get ready
for excited.
Your football
weekend.
There it is. He shouts out Penny Hardaway at the end of that song. Like, Penny, represent your, I can't think of it now, but yeah. Yeah, that's a jam, bro.
Yeah.
We don't have to listen to the whole thing, but it's a jam.
I think we should listen to the whole
Andy
thing.
Andy Cohn and Pate. That's what the whole thing was about. It's about the paint job. So you took me back, bro. I appreciate it. A-Ball and MJG, by the way, Memphis Music Hall of Famers.
That's right. We've
had
him
in the studio.
Show, yeah.
A round of applause for A-Ball and MJG. Doing work in the community of Orange Mound still to this day.
I would also recommend you listen to Mike Jones flossing.
Nah.
You weren't a Mike Jones guy?
Yeah.
He had a run.
Yeah, he did. We used one of his songs, I believe, for a little song. Yes.
Yeah, I believe it was a Mike something.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's name was
Mike Henry.
Mike Henry. Y'all told me he was the next one. He put him in the.
That's how desperate we were.
Put Mike Henry in the graveyard of future Grizz superstars.
Wasn't his name spelled weird too, like with
yes,
a Y?
It was
Mike?
With a Y. Yep. Yep. Now there is a Mike who covers the Grizzlies who goes by that, but it is not Mike Henry. Okay.
Appreciate you playing that old hit there, Brad.
Thank you for this. But I am going to send you that Mike Jones hit, though. Flossing is what it's called. They talk about the candy paint.
That's the way you do it, Penny. Represent your home.
Represent your home, Penny. Represent your home, Zach. And slow down.
And get a new wallet.
And get it for sure. I mean,
I recommend like Gucci or something of someone of your ilk now.
I will say,
like,
it,
step up.
It's
bro.
Quite a look when the Jason and John show both have Gucci and Burberry wallets, and Zach Edey's walking around with a Harry Potter wallet. I mean, that's really That should send a message to us that we shouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Mine was bought by my wife. I don't want to act like some big shot here. I didn't purchase this, nor would I have purchased this. But and it could be knockoff. You know, it could be something.
You never know.
From China.
Well, yeah. I mean,
but I'm proud of it because it was a gift.
What kind of wallet you rocking with? Or you got like a Ridge or something?
I got that dinosaur wallet.
What you got over there, man? Don't be shy.
A pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah. That's like the no brand.
That's a man's wallet.
It's
right
called
there.
A, let's see.
Is that a guess?
Nashville Bakoon.
What in the world?
Sound like American
we call
Eagle.
I call it a trifold. You got your cash sling.
That's a man wallet.
You got boom.
Yeah. It's this classic leather wallet.
Cards in the front.
That's right. That's right.
Poker in the rear.
No Harry Potter on
the front.
That thing.
Yeah.
No judgment there, Brad.
There we go. Stay flossing in that can of paint. Blowing drink. So, sip and drink.
It did come back then, to your point.
Video is a hot banger, by the way.
I can tell by your eyes.
Look, hold on. Can you play that hook one more time, bro?
I
need you to play that.
John back.
I need you to.
Special way.
Blowing drink. Sip and drink. On 84 Swag.
Friday joint right there.
Dude, that put me in a Friday mood, right? I don't know what. Dude, that must be the music video.
Mike Jones, that's it, the video. Flossin' featuring Big Mo. Big Mo in the house.
There you go.
See, that's good music back then, man.
We should do music Fridays around here and throw back to our time.
15 years ago on that joint.
Mm-hmm. Is that 15?
Yeah.
No, it's 20, man. It's got to be 20 years.
2005 is what they're saying. Yeah, you're 2005.
Yeah, you still.
Who is Mike Jones with the album?
Did you enter a coma in 2020 and this is your first time out?
They loaded it 15 years ago.
And that cannon paint, blowing dank, sipping drink. Oh, 84 Swing. Tearing up the lane.
Some ladies in that video.
Now, you love that.
No, that one didn't do anything for me.
No, that was.
Yeah, I don't feel it, but he's feeling it over here, Jason.
I'm not gonna hate on.
I can't
I hate it all.
Yeah,
man.
Hits,
feel it. Get
one.
It. Get into it, bro.
Dude, you
my
don't wanna...
candy paint song is better than your candy paint song.
It's
Let's just leave it at that.
It's just a different generation, bro.
Right. But that's what's great about this is it does the same thing for you. That candy is doing from 8-Ball and MJG.
That's
does
right.
For me, it's the exact same thing.
I do love both.
Takes
songs,
us back
though.
To a good time.
I think that's what Zach was listening to. He was listening to one of them songs. You could hear it when she pulled up.
I don't want to totally defend her, but you do need to get after somebody when like they're doing Henry Rugg speeds. Now, he wasn't drunk, but you cannot go 100 miles an hour, for God's sakes.
He used the same excuse that I did trying to get around somebody.
Yeah, that's BS. You can't go 100, bro. You got 80, you can go. 800, we ain't going.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he'll have to have his day in court.
She could have locked him. She could have cuffed him. Like, it's...
Yeah,
I mean
nobody actually
he wasn't resisting or anything.
No, but
that
is a arrestable offense.
He would have put that Harry Potter spell on her ass. Wingardium Leviosa. Don't you dare try to put me in no damn handcuffs.
I think real talk, once you look him in the eyes, right, and you see he's good and sober, you don't go to those lengths.
I think
but maybe
most,
if he's looking crazy up in there, you do
if
say,
you
come
do,
on
I think there are scenarios where you go the next level if it gets crazy. Because you're in excess there, man. 100 miles an hour, that's crazy.
It's a tough gig.
Yeah.
But anyway, Zach Edey, we'll see what happens. I'm sure it'll get pled down and it'll be a little misty and you know he'll be okay. He'll be on the floor for the Grizzlies. He was dealing with the injury, right? But isn't the expectation that he'll be back the first month? I can't keep up.
People have different opinions, bro. That it could go to December. Some don't think it'll be that long.
Yeah.
So I'm no doctor.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. Get the ankle right, man. Get the ankle right, and we'll go from there.
I know somebody who's extremely down. If you've seen him this morning, you would know this. Michael Irvin. He is down, down, down about this Micah Parsons trade.
Yeah.
It's calling it a sad day for the Cowboys that they didn't get this done. The fact that they've traded him to Green Bay. Four-time Pro Bowler. Micah Parsons traded for Kenny Clark, who is a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle. And, oh, by the way, Dallas was bad against the run last year, 29th against the run. And Kenny Clark will certainly help that. Also added two first-round draft picks, both in 26 and 27. Parsons, in the meantime, goes to Green Bay and got a four-year, $188 million contract that includes $120 million fully guaranteed at signing and $136 million in total guarantees, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So there's your nuts and bolts. He released a statement saying that he didn't want it to come to this. And frankly, there's video out there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one back from February where he's with Jordan Rodgers, the Green Bay quarterback. I think it might be on his podcast. It might have been someone else. It looked like they're doing it live with an audience where they're even asking him about the possibility of joining Jordan someday, you know, on Green Bay or on another team. And he says it right there. Man, Jerry Jones is my guy. I want to be a Cowboy lifer. I'm one of those dudes that stays there forever. And I think that was the was always his intention. And clearly, in working with Jerry Jones, those two had worked together. I believe it. Like, they had moved in terms of numbers and everything else, and I think it agreed on making him the highest-paid non-QB, but clearly it wasn't close to the 47 that he's getting from Green Bay. And Jerry didn't want to go there. And with Mulligata not in those negotiations, the, you know, high-powered agent of Micah Parsons, of course, when he comes in, he didn't care about what number they're at right now with Jerry and with Micah. You do that with me. And that's the way that bargaining works in the NBA and contract talks work in the NBA, the NFL. That's the way it goes down. Jerry said, no, we had a deal. And that's really where this thing went sideways. Jerry felt like he had already moved several times with Micah, that he'd made a deal. It's not the way these things go.
Yep.
Nobody knows that better than Jerry. Personal feelings clearly got in the way, because if the plan was to trade Micah Parsons because your run defense is keeping you out of a Super Bowl, you would have done that back in the spring. And there would have been a much more robust market for him, and chances are you'd have gotten a lot more for him in terms of haul, and, more importantly, something before the draft that you could have used for this season.
Yep.
And you've also, you know, traded him within conference. I don't care if that was the best offer you got. I just think it's dumb to crown, in this case, or potentially crown another team within your conference that you would have to go against. In this case, they're going to see them in the regular season. So we'll get an early indication of how good this makes Green Bay. On that side, I said it. It's him and Jordan Love are now 26 years old, both about to enter their primes, if not already in it. And so for Green Bay, it's happy time. I mean, you can talk about when Reggie White got there and the difference he made. There's a chance Micah Parsons got a longer, you know, could have a longer career with them and make even more of an impact if he continues to blossom. This guy that's been a Pro Bowler all of his entire career, fifth most sacks to start a career. So, you know, all done. I don't know. Yeah, even like I said, I started this with Michael Irvin. Even he can't spin this positive for the Cowboys. And
yeah.
So I've heard from some fans, including my pastor, who's a big-time Cowboys fan, that says, look, yeah, like the one thing Jerry's right about is we weren't going to win a Super Bowl paying Micah Parsons. Well, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. But every great team seemingly has folks that can get to the ball. This is to get to the quarterback. This is one of the best ones in the league. You have to have this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, the way you structure the rest of your team, that's up, you know, you can do it different ways. Philly's shown us that. There's KC's shown us. There's different ways to do it. But you have to have this guy, and trading him away when he wanted to be a lifer for you doesn't seem to make a, you know, after an emotional negotiation, doesn't seem to be smart business. That said, you can't tell Jerry about smart business because he's a great businessman and has the highest, you know, valued franchise in professional sports.
Right.
And he's the GM.
He's the GM.
So there's no one to stop him here and talk some common sense into him either.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate if you're a Cowboys fan, right? Like it's excruciating because you just know that this is not good football sense. This is not good football business. This is like a man who with a personal sort of vendetta and agenda operating his business through that lens as opposed to trying to make the team, you know, great. You know, like Oklahoma City basketball is fun. All they care about is winning. All they care about is, you know, Dallas, for Cowboys, football, it doesn't even matter at this point because he knows he's going to have TV games. He knows he's going to have fans there. He doesn't care about winning a Super Bowl or winning 12 games, 13, 14 games. He cares about what makes him happy. And that's a really, really tough place to be as a fan of that franchise.
Yeah. No, it's like you said that, but it seems like he wants credit for putting together a Super Bowl team post this Herschel Walker trade that everybody gives Jimmy Johnson the credit for, but you're working against yourself.
Yep.
And you allow your emotions. And he knows that, hey, he's not worried about the negotiations being public. Like, that's good for business. That's the part he tells you in the documentary. Like, if they're not creating drama, he's going to create some. But in the end, it should for a man at his age and what he seemingly still wants is approval and this sort of he is a roster builder stamp that he does not have, and you don't do it this way.
He's trying to convince us that he's made a Herschel Walker-like deal here, and these picks and Kenny Clark are going to help get him there. They're not. They're not. Yeah, you take a step back when you lose a Micah Parsons. So, but again, you know, like you said, Dallas is still going to – those fans are still going to fill up the stadium. It's tough for the Dallas sports fan, period, trading off Luka and Micah Parsons. I mean, two franchise, you know, pillars.
Yep.
They are different. I tell you this because there's no way Micah and the Dallas Cowboys are looking up into a number one and the chance to get a Cooper flag. I know that didn't have anything to do with the deal.
Right.
But because of the way the NBA set up and the fact that they ended up in the lottery, they end up with a guy who they can now wrap around and say, okay, this is the future of our franchise.
Exactly.
There's still some things there, maybe even Dallas right now in the immediate, once they get Kyrie, you know, that you can hang on with this team, you look a lot like Cincinnati now.
Yep.
You know, Cincinnati without Hendrickson, even though they've got him in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, you know, I think trading Luka was, they got lucky. That was more unforgivable because, like, although it's the same gist, like, we didn't want to pay him the Supermax.
Well, and I still say the haul wasn't enough.
Right.
So that's similar.
But
I still think the haul
Luka
was less.
Was better for him than Micah, right? I mean, Anthony Davis, I mean, better than Kenny Clark and... I guess the first rounders is going to be the we'll see how those turn out. On paper, maybe he has a chance to be better.
Based on where I think the rest of Anthony Davis' career is going to be, I think you're right. Yes.
But
remember, that team, most Vegas folks have them ahead of the Grizzlies this year.
Yeah.
And that's because they get, you know, you got Anthony Davis and you got D'Angelo Russell and a bunch, you know, all those bigs.
Right. So, I don't know. I just think, you know, the Packers are going all in. That's what this is about. They feel like they're close. I don't know if I agree with that. But,
you don't?
I mean.
They haven't moved up in the books?
They definitely have. I'm just saying in terms of, like, that mentality, right? Like, now is the moment. We have to go get Micah Parsons. Let's go do it right now.
Well, you open your window up wide, though, with both of these guys signed up at 26 years old. Him and Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Well, I think I called Jordan Rogers earlier. I apologize. Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I mean, you've... You've opened your window up in a way. You can say you're going all in, but it isn't like it's for 1 year or a rental. You've got him signed up in his prime, and it opens up your window for a good, feels like 3-4 years.
Yeah. The only issue is just like, it really just depends on how you feel about Jordan Love.
Because it's about can he stay on the field.
You have no first round picks for 2 years, right? You don't have one this year. You don't have one next year.
But look what they did. They did something they never did for Aaron Rodgers, which was go spend a first-round pick on a wide receiver in Matthew Golden. They've added that now to Jordan Love, who's locked up, and you've got your defender. And so what's not to like so long as Jordan Love keeps on the trajectory that he's on? He's still got some things to prove in terms of staying on the field, avoiding injury, not avoiding the costly interception too, because that's been a deal for him. But that dude's on an upward trajectory.
He is, but I guess I would add, like, you are a perfect person to ask about this because we did this first. You and I did this back before it was popular when you traded for Khalil Mack and paid Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And you know, you had, what was it, Cutler at the time, you know? Would you say it was worth it? I mean, did it get you where you wanted to go?
I mean, I thought we've looked at that trade and said in many ways you came back and won it because y'all ended up getting
Josh Jacobs.
Rusher.
Yeah.
Now he's not there anymore. But
yeah, he led the league in rushing 1 year. I don't know. I think somehow we both managed to lose it.
Bears had a one and done.
Right.
I want to say that was what is our best Philly.
That
fluke year
joint.
With Trubisky.
Yeah.
And a double. I mean, that's all that amounted to.
Oh, that
to.
Was Trubisky. That's what it was.
Uh huh.
So you guys, okay. So you guys believed.
And that's what we hit. That's the height we got
that
trade.
That's right. It was not Cutler. It was Trubisky. You guys felt like coming off that rookie year that he was going to take that next step.
That's cool. Yeah.
You go get Khalil Mack. Say, oh, we got everything we need. And it never happened.
I want to say we went 12-4, though, that year. Like, I feel like that was the peak of the height of it in terms of the post Khalil Mack.
Yeah. He went 11-3 as a starter in 2018. So in many ways,
that's the one where he got the starting job. Yeah. And I think we finished 12-4. It was a 16-game season. Lost a double joint.
And then he just, I guess, regressed after that.
Yeah, very much so.
Although he finished, I mean, his career in Chicago was 15, 23, 29, 11, 18, 29 and 21. He finished with a winning record there. I guess he just stunk. I don't know. I don't really remember.
Again, this is different, bro.
Right.
And what it does for Green Bay and what Khalil Mack did for us.
Well, I do think, like, I do believe that Jordan Love is going to be – he's a better QB than Trubisky was at that moment.
All day.
You know.
And they've used, again, resources that you're right, they won't have the next 2 years, but you already went out and got a wide receiver in the first round. You never did that for Aaron.
Yep.
So he's set up for success.
Yep.
So long as he does his part.
Well,
I'm with you. There are questions on him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he looks pretty good to me, dude. Well, they were one of the youngest teams in the playoffs these last couple. Haven't they made it twice with him? Like, he's been solid. He just hadn't gotten them over the hump yet.
Well, and here's
it's
the
early
thing,
in
man,
his
like,
career.
At some point, you got to try to win. I mean, like, you can amass all these picks and all these different things and all these assets, but, like, at some point, isn't the goal for any franchise out here to actually compete and win a championship?
So I like what the Houston Rockets did.
Right.
Like, and they're not waiting around on guys to develop,
yes,
and, oh, it one of these,
remember,
this will be
Philly
our year
did
coming up.
All those years of the process. Right. And what did the – it never materialized.
At some point, it's nice to push it in.
Exactly.
But
right,
in this case, it's not pushing it in for 1 year, though.
Right. You got
with where these two
years
are in age.
Yeah,
really
you signed up Jordan. Now, we'll see what else they can do. I mean, you know, they're gonna need a lot of these young guys to pan out. Like, they're going to need Golden to be really good.
And you're going to lose something eventually in the next couple of years to come. People that you won't be able to pay talent,
right,
because of what you've got invested in. Like, yeah, that will cost you.
But you know, they've just said, hey, we're cool with that. We're fine with that. We will live with the results.
I did look. They were 7th in run defense last year with Big Kenny Clark. That'll come on down.
Yeah.
It won't be the same. That he was a big reason why.
Right.
Green Bay was.
Right.
And so that with Dallas, who was 29th, will flip, you would think would, you know, flip a little bit.
Right.
But I think Green Bay is not going to tell you it's not super happy to get, you know, this is the premier position outside of quarterback. Everybody needs one of these. Everybody wants one of these.
That's
got
right.
Him for the,
that's right.
For his prime.
So it'll be fascinating. He posted on TikTok that he's on his revenge tour. Micah Parsons did.
I mean, he gets them.
Week four. Yeah.
Come on. Sunday Night Football.
That was 100% part of it. You have to think, like,
why does Jerry always look at Green Bay? Got McCarthy. Why do you want to make a deal with them? What's your infatuation with Green Bay?
He was old,
an AFC team.
No, he was old enough to remember their first Super Bowl, man. He holds them in high regard.
They were all right. You know, it was them in the playoffs all year after year. Them and Green Bay. Dallas and Green Bay.
And I've
got Green Bay on the
won.
Mind.
Like, yeah. They always were on the wrong side of that one. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating year. With those two franchises, I didn't really ever think it would come to this, because every single time Jerry blinks the end, but this is one where he's like, I ain't blinking. This is it. This is where I draw the line.
We have to look before you're done on where this puts Green Bay in terms of.
Oh, I mean, I think
what
I think,
it made.
I think
I need to know what the
fifth.
Real number. Yeah,
yeah, I think they moved up to fourth or fifth.
Absolutely. They're still third at FanDuel behind Detroit. 650. Detroit's plus 600, and the Eagles are plus 380. See, I'd put Green Bay above Detroit.
I would too.
Okay, I wanted it from you. I wanted to know what you thought.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, they're third at FanDuel. Now maybe another book has it different, but it's plus 650 for Green Bay and plus 600 for Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and they're only only minus 1.5. They're minus 1.5 at Dallas on in week four. That feels short. Am I missing something here?
You already have that line?
Yeah, okay. Look, you got to look ahead for sure.
4 weeks in?
Yeah. It's NFL, bro.
I did not know that.
NFL, you're going to have that. I mean, these have been out since the summer. I mean, I'm sure it's...
How deep do they go?
Let's see.
I mean, what's the point? You don't even know who's going to be available at that point.
I think they
get knocked out all the time.
I think they go a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I've got three right now for the Packers that I'm seeing.
Well, they're still behind the Lions, which is, to me, ridiculous with what the Lions lost from a coordinator standpoint.
But, no, I mean, I'm looking at the Bears. I got the Bears' whole schedule. I can tell you what the Bears are going to be against the Raiders on September 28th. I can tell you what they're going to be against the Giants on November the 9th. I can tell you what they're going to be against the Steelers on the 23rd, bro. What you want to know, man?
Well, we are going to handle our business. As long as we handle our business against you, I'm
fine.
How about
the Commanders on October 13th? Does that pique your interest?
Commanders.
Yeah. Let's see. You're going to be your 2.5-point favorite against the Raiders in Vegas.
It's good to know.
Seems right. You are a 2.5-point favorite against the Steelers on the 23rd.
Aaron.
Seems wrong, maybe.
He's owned us previously. We'll see if he can do it with a new squad.
Your 4-point dogs to the Commanders on the road. Seems like that will close smaller. And then your 5-point dogs against the Lions on the 14th. I think that will close smaller. But that might be one where Dan Campbell's just like, Ben, we're gonna beat his ass.
No, we have their
Ben Johnson.
We have their brain. We have their prodigy. He's with us now.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know,
you're gonna have to change it up. You're gonna have to change up some of what you do. Otherwise, the man across the field's gonna recognize it. I mean, they have to change everything.
Right.
What are we talking about here?
That'll be
fascinating. It will not be same. He knows golf better than anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. That is very true. I mean, and honestly, it makes me think about when it's similar but different when Gruden went to the Bucks and they met in the Super Bowl, and Gruden just had all, like, Callahan didn't change the plays.
Mm.
So he just had all of it, man. And he made us pay. So I think that's definitely something to keep in mind. I don't know if they have the fortitude to really. I think Dan Campbell's the guy. Like, I ain't changing nothing. Why would I? I was in the NFC Championship game last year. Although, man, they blew that. That was their chance. You were talking about a team that blew it. I mean,
you needed to in that year because you were about to lose everybody.
Yeah.
From a coaching standpoint.
And you knew it. I mean.
And remember, Ben had put off other jobs in previous year to stick around that year. So, like you said, you could have lost me before.
Yes.
That was the all-in year. You're right. It was the
year. They didn't lose in the NFC Championship game, but they lost in the second round?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they would have beaten Philly. Who knows? It would have been tough, but they would have,
No, Washington upset them, right? Isn't that who knocked
them? Yeah, that's who they lost to in the second round.
Oh,
yeah.
Prodigy.
Yeah. But that was embarrassing. Like, honestly.
No, it was for where you're supposed to be in your trajectory.
Yeah. So, anyway, NFL Week 1 starts next Thursday. Cowboys-Eagles. They get to showcase the new defense with Kenny Clark.
And every NFC East team is happy. Not named Dallas is happy that Mike Parsons is no longer in the
division. Yeah, and it does. It makes everybody's life in the NFC North even harder. I mean, that's the rub. You got college football this weekend, headlined by Ohio State and Texas. It's not the only game. We got Memphis versus Chattanooga tomorrow. That line, by the way, has been frozen at 27.5. It ain't moved.
We're locked in.
I thought, there might be, a little bit of action on Memphis just to see where it goes from there, but nothing. Like, they are just simply not touching it. So that's the local angle there. Again, we talked about what it might look like, with the new look offense, maybe longer drives with the run game, et cetera. So that's the Memphis side. Texas is now the favorite. We talked about that. Texas flipped. They call it jumping the fence when you go from like a small underdog to a small favorite. You jump the fence.
Got it.
The Longhorns jump the fence.
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to think of like what else matters. Clemson's a 4-point favorite, 3.5, 4-point favorite over LSU. Miami is a 2.5-point home underdog to Notre Dame. Am I missing anything that matters that much? Which one am I missing that you care about?
We discussed some of the others, the unranks that were relevant. Bills debut on Monday. And there was one more non-ranked that we liked. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, are you interested at all in Tennessee?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either.
It's not a college football playoff season for them. So,
yeah, I mean it.
If it is, they show me that. Wow, hypo. Wow,
right.
You get an extension every year. It feels like good for you. And deservedly so. If they make another college football playoff, losing Nico,
right.
The way they did,
right. Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, they just flipped with the quarterbacks with UCLA, right?
Yes, they literally traded. Yeah. Aguilar
Aguilar. So.
Yeah, I don't know much about. I remember he was at like Appalachian State. Maybe didn't really strike me as a fantastic player there.
But I do like Heupel. I think he's solid, if not good.
Well, there was like a I don't remember who tweeted. It was like a film guy at the Athletic, because Hendon Hooker washed out in Detroit. Like, he had a terrible preseason, and everybody was saying that this is the Tennessee developmental flaw. Like, it'll get you here. You'll look great in it, in that system. But when you get to the NFL, you're going to get exposed.
Wow.
And I can't remember what his logic was exactly. Like, he had some like evidence to back it up, like some reason for why that is. But basically he was saying, you'll pad your stats in Tennessee's offense. Hype will have you look really, really good. And you might even get drafted out of it. But once you get to the NFL, your habits will not translate.
Ooh.
And now, in fairness, they've only had the one, right? Like, Heupel only had Hooker. Iamaliava transferred to UCLA, but he didn't go pro.
What did he have at UCF?
I don't really. Was it Gabriel? Maybe not. I don't remember. Was that Scott Frost? I can't. It all runs together. I can't remember who he had.
Dylan's a rookie, it wouldn't have been Scott back then, right? Would have been. Seemed like it would have crossed over some with Heupel. But he obviously put up some good, some big numbers.
Hypo coach Dylan Gabriel.
Well, there you go, and that's why there's my pushback.
Yeah,
that's a pro right there.
Although the argument might be that's more Dan Lanning. You know, he did go from Oregon.
Bro, Dan Lanning is a defensive guy.
You're not
selling that.
I'm just saying, man.
You can't sell that.
No, that's
a hypo. He's got one he can point to and say.
Right.
All these people are saying he doesn't, you know, develop quarterbacks.
Right. Right.
Because Lord knows Dylan looked good this preseason.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
Yes, he did. But anyway, that is the college football slate. Again, I'll be locked in Texas, Ohio State. We've talked about this as much as you can possibly talk about it without there being a local tie. And we'll see how Arch does. First real test of his you know, college career, of his NFL, of his football career.
Real one more. I want to revisit last night's game and the chances that South Florida is now maybe need to be thought of as the best team in the conference. Here's the thing we didn't discuss is as much as what they've got coming up next, and it's going to matter a ton. South Florida's playing a hell of a schedule, and we probably, because they're, you know, not necessarily top three in the Vegas odds, maybe we hadn't looked at it and dove into it and said, man, if they run this, they're going to be the pick for the for the college football playoff as the group of five representative. Because after Boise State, which they just completely humbled 34-7 last night, you get a chance to go to number 15 Florida, and then you're going to number 10 Miami. Now, this could work two ways. It could cement your path to the college football playoff, or it could absolutely derail you. Maybe not necessarily two losses, but in the sense of you get beat up. I tell you, two losses to Florida and Miami right now.
Yep.
So long, you've got this big Boise State win. If you ran the table in the AAC, that'd still be enough to get them in with the two losses, I think.
Yep,
that's how much of a leg up that they have. But what if you get beat up on the road at Florida and at Miami?
Yep.
Byron Brown, who all, you remember, 2023, he had an absolute shootout with Memphis that they ended up winning. Last year, the injury concerns come in. And so it was all about whether or not he could stay healthy. And if you watch that game last night, it's the way he plays football that would have you the most concerned about whether or not he can hold up, not just the next two games, but through this entire schedule this year. It's really interesting because you just talked about Heupel. Alex Golish is a Heupel disciple. He was with him at UCF.
Heupel disciple.
You see how I did that?
I was
with him at UCF. I did it yesterday with Jeffrey. It just came to me. It's genius. With him at UCF, then was with him at Tennessee, and he gets this job at South Florida. And when he did, everybody says, well, it's Tennessee's OCs, and come down here, and we're gonna be great. He's gone, I think, 4-4 his first two seasons in conference, and it's been underwhelming.
Yep.
All he needed was Byron Brown to be healthy and then for them to go out and get some dudes on defense, and it looks like they have. When you hold Boise State to 7,
yep.
I don't care that they don't have Ashton Jeanty anymore.
I agree.
I mean, Maddox is he's an experienced quarterback. He threw it a ton of times last night, and you hold them to 7. As John said, it was 34 unanswered after giving up 7. And you gave up that 7 because you went for it on a short field on your own side.
Yep.
So, I mean, that wasn't even a long drive on you. I was blown away by the South Florida performance.
Yep.
This is a big year for Alex Golish because you look over at Tulane and John Summerall's already come in and very quickly made a conference championship game, you know, and maybe has become the quick riser, the high riser, the one everybody's looking at your conference. There's a chance for Alex Golish to get it all back, it feels like, this year with South Florida and what they've got on both sides of the ball.
No, I agree. I mean, they're the favorite. They're, you know, I think now that we've talked about it, they knocked off Boise State, you have the inside track. You know, from their perspective, you know, they play Memphis, right? They get to play Memphis, I think, is their whole perspective on it, right? It's like, we get to go there and we get a chance to stamp.
Yeah.
So they feel like they control some destiny a little bit.
Do they catch any breaks in conference play in the sense that, okay, so they don't play Tulane, right? That's going to matter.
There you go.
I knew there was something about their schedule that was something like that, yeah. They get Navy at Navy and they're at Memphis.
Yeah.
They're going to be a problem.
They are gonna
if
be
the
a problem.
Dude is healthy. The thing is, he was running over people yesterday. He looks for the contact.
Yeah, he won't last.
It's like Anthony Richardson first year trying to run over guys in the NFL. It's like, bro, you can't do that every game.
Right.
So you try to do that against Florida and Miami,
yep.
He ain't going to be there against Memphis and Navy.
No, he's not.
See what I'm saying?
He's not going to last, that's for sure. I mean,
what's behind him, I guess, is important too.
Yeah, because that was the whole problem, you know, in 2024. Like he had a weird injury, you know, he never came back,
derailed their season.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always been the caveat, if, And he's just more susceptible to those injuries because of his very physical style.
He holds on to it a long time, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a quick processor. So you're going to have to get to him. And he's tough to take down, you know. But Boise State couldn't do it last night.
Dude, he ran over a couple guys. One of them, as he was going into the end zone, looking for the contact.
It was pretty – it's very early, but that was as
– And you knew they'd be charged up because they're at home.
Yes.
Right, so it was going to be flex. Let's try to run over somebody. We'll see if they can continue that juice.
Exactly.
You know, on through next week.
Yep.
But at Florida, at Miami, the next two for South Florida. And, yes, they've got a leg up in the AAC and in the Group of Five race for the college football
playoff. I think they win one of those. I think they can
beat
Miami.
They win one. You can cement it. Because if they're that good, they're winning the AAC. So put them in.
So it's one of those things, like, you wanted South Florida to win, but you didn't want South Florida to look that good, right? It's like you wanted to.
Yeah.
So that's the trade. It's like, all right, win by, like, a field goal or something.
But I still do look at it as opportunity because I look at what Memphis has invested, and you might, you know, maybe Vanini says South Florida's, you know, by whatever's but it can't be by much more.
Agreed.
Because of everything that Ed Scott said, everything we've seen from the deal with FedEx, we don't know the final number, but you've got just as much invested, it feels like, in football, South Florida does. That roster better look just, you know, it should look as impressive. There's no excuse not to, no?
Absolutely.
Ryan Silverfield has been here, going 6 years. Alex Golish is in his third.
Yep.
Like, you should have something to match that.
No doubt about it. I mean, it'll be
an opportunity for you now.
It'll be like Memphis minus 2.5 at home.
Man, that's South Florida win. Valuable, you get it, and you've knocked off Arkansas. That's your chance to take it over at that point.
Absolutely agree. Should be a great weekend in college football. We'll come back. Lots more to come. We're going to be joined by Parth Upadhyay at 125. Looking forward to catching up with him about
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Latest on Memphis basketball. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to film ESPN? Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is there for you. Jennifer and her team are going to take you through the entire home selling, home buying process and make you feel really good about it. Make you feel like, you know, hey, we picked the right team. We got the right advice. They know the market. They analyze it every day. It's what they do. And they're going to help you price your home correctly, find the home of your dreams, but you got to reach out. Start at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yep. At the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you. You're not going to have to sign anything. You decide to move on. Jennifer's going to be just fine with that. My guess is you won't because they're so great. They were for me back in 2018. But as John said, they monitor the markets, and the markets are certainly different than they were in 2018. It can be tough right now to sell a home. That's why you need to get with Jennifer Carstensen and the expert. She's going to get you top dollar in this market. Not going to have you out there hanging, having to decrease the price on the market for weeks and weeks, months on end. 901-625-5200 is how you get the process started. Again, 901-625-5200. It is the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, so you were on with Drew Hiltz today. He was in for Jeff.
Yes, and doing a very good job as usual.
And he asked you what you wanted to see this weekend with Memphis.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, what would sort of, what would be success?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it better not look like Brad UNLV running Rebels against Idaho State. That's what I said.
Or the Trent Dilfer.
I have been catching strays all week about UNLV's performance.
And maybe now I'll take some off of you because that's John good. Tells me that UAB and Trent Dilfer had a very similar
that
performance.
That was brutal, yeah.
Now, UAB yesterday. Is regarded as one of the worst programs in the country, right? Like it's and Trent Dilfer regarded as one of the worst in the country, coaches.
He can get fired eventually.
Well, he should have been fired. Coming. They don't have the money. They should have been fired after last year, but they don't have the money. They couldn't pay him. To go away.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So it's really a shame.
And he got absolutely hammered.
I mean.
Well, defensively.
Right.
Early
I mean, on. He gave up 42 points to North Alabama. Or to
Alabama State.
We are 1-0, though, UAB.
Yeah. They won, but.
The Blazers.
It's really terrible.
Same thing for UNLV. That's what I'm hoping not to see, back to your question, Drew's question earlier.
Amen
on Saturday. I want to see a roster that looks like an FBS roster against an FCS roster, one that's pushing them around. I mean, that's what you want from the get-go. And Drew asked, hey, you know, if it's ugly to start, is that sure, because, again, you're working in new guys both on offense and defense. And look, this guy Schomburg that we talked about,
right.
He you know, that might be the starter. They have an or, too, apparently, in their quarterback depth chart. It's Luke Schomburg or the Bowling Green transfer
Orth.
Camden Orth that you mentioned yesterday. Schomburg's won an FCS game. I could see a Memphis defense that, again, is trying to get its feet underneath each other and trying to, in terms of learning how to play together, that cohesion, you know, getting off to a slow start, maybe
right.
giving up a touchdown or field goal early. But what you want to see is a better roster and eventually a defense that locks in and starts pushing those guys around. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Do you have to cover the 27.5, Jason, to be happy? No. If it's what was that 42-17 score you had on this one?
Yeah.
Was that Ryan's first FCS?
That
Nichols,
was
you
Seth's.
Said was.
Yeah.
Seth.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess it was, because he didn't play FCS the year before. So it was.
That's
it was
right.
Ryan and Seth's first.
And every other one of these plays has been an absolute blowout where they've covered, or it sounds like, because most of them have been shutouts. And so Ryan's typically performed well here.
Yep.
It's a different situation because you have a new quarterback. Don't have to cover to have a successful first opener here, but let's see two different levels.
Correct.
That's what not 500 yards given up to an FCS team like we saw with UNLV.
Yeah, I mean, that's unacceptable, right? I mean, that would
scare me to death.
Yeah, that would be just nuclear levels of concern.
Especially after what we saw last night from South Florida.
I just don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible for Memphis to give up 500 yards of offense to Chattanooga.
It's supposed to be too good of a roster, right, in terms of what you've gone on.
There's
spent.
Just no way, man. Come on, stop. But I'll say this. Like I do want to see them cover the number. That's not necessarily like – that's not
– 42-10 would do that. That's what the score prediction was from the CA.
Like when I say I want them to cover the number, that's not because I'm betting it. It's just like I want there to be significant margin of victory.
That's the kind of margin you want to see.
Win this game by 4 touchdowns.
It's fair.
You know, I mean, I think that's – you know, and it, forget, you know, not showing anything, forget whatever. Like your talent advantage should be so great that even when you put your reserves in, your the two deeps – you should still be able to score points at will against this Chattanooga team.
We want to get that DB walk on in, huh? That one that we were asking if,
that's right.
if he's on. Okay, we
want to
get
him in. Return a punt or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the Memphis DB walk ons they just found last week should be able to return one for a touchdown against Chattanooga. Let's be real, man. Come on. So that is what I want to see.
Last year was 40-0. You noted that yesterday against North Alabama.
That's right. And I'll be honest,
it'd be like that again.
They really pulled off in the second half. Memphis did. And North Alabama did, too. They were just running the ball in the second half, down 32-0. They were just running the ball. They were just trying to get out of there. You know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, if it does complicate it in terms of the number if Chattanooga tries to go that direction. you know, if Chattanooga wants to just run the ball and just get out of there and get to zeros, you know, they're going to limit your possessions. But if they're actually flinging the thing around.
Isn't that what you do against a Memphis team that's got basically a whole new defense and all new starters? You know, you've won seven games each of the past 3 years. Yeah, you know, it's your biggest game on your schedule.
I would say why not?
At least to start, you do.
At the same time, North Alabama didn't want that smoke last year, you know. And it ain't like Memphis had some vaunted defense. They just didn't want to get hurt.
And that's the thing. I know Jordan Hankins has shown, and we had Frank Bonner on earlier this week, and he's right. The linebackers are so key in this defense. But you'd like to see, when you're playing this level of opponent, your front four be able to create that pressure without having to bring blitz, without having to create chaos or, you know, blitz schemes. You'd like to see your front four control it.
Yes.
Especially against, again, this level of opponent. This is, you know, your bodies are going to be bigger than their bodies.
Yep.
And so your front four should be able to create that. Hopefully you don't have to get too exotic, is my point, to do any stopping of Chattanooga. That would be another good sign to me.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely right. So that's what I'm looking for. Again, I'll be my plan is, you know, I'm gonna go out tomorrow. You know, I'm gonna watch some of the games with my friends, and you know, I'll support Memphis. I'll be in September 20th.
I think that is going to be most of the Memphis football fan base in a wait and see mode. You go out for the two games on the road, so that's convenient in the sense that, hey, we can wait to see till if they're 3-0.
That's right. That's right.
And the place is packed against Arkansas.
Right. Riley has been to a Memphis football game. She went to the Memphis Boise game 2 years ago. Memphis got the win in comeback fashion.
It's going to be a great rivalry going forward.
It will be. Damo not quite gotten there yet. I'm sure we'll get there this year. But and basketball as well.
Should definitely make sure that Riley's goes to every Boise Memphis game, because that's going to be the rivalry.
Right. That's
bro.
Right. That's the
at
one.
At least outside of you know, outside of the American.
Yes, that's you know, I was watching this morning. I was watching Eurobasket, and she comes in there and she goes, "You're always watching basketball."
Well, she's on to you.
I'm like, of course I'm watching. Like that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to understand that this is how you get, you know, food on your table. You know, but she don't really care about all that yet. So,
oh, one more I have that I'd like to see. Sutton Smith not get injured. And then, obviously, us having a full year with him. Because the hopes have been so high for him the last couple of years. And you hope that this year is a fully healthy one. Because if so, then you would predict some long home run type runs.
Agreed.
From him and from Greg DeRozier.
Yeah,
sure.
No, I couldn't agree more. It'd be nice to, you know, get them some work, but also, you know,
that too.
You know,
pull them.
Yeah,
the third,
because it you can't afford it. Because both those guys were banged up all year last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, you know, you got to be careful. So that's why I think in the back of the Silverfield's mind, he's probably coming at it from that perspective too. He's like he doesn't really care about what the margin of victory is over Chattanooga, because it's not gonna matter.
Well, hopefully you've gotten it up to a point where it's 42-10 by the third quarter, and you're pulling those guys.
Yes.
And do a little bit of both.
Yes. So anyway, should be a fun day. Should be a fun weekend of college football, and it'll be our last weekend without NFL football. And the main event coming.
Not as excited about it as I was because of who's in my division now.
Yeah,
but I'm still excited.
Puts a little damper on it, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Does it?
Especially with the offensive line concerns y'all got. Well, it'll be better.
It's the fact that Green Bay gets everything. They, you know. Reggie White, when they got him, I mean, yeah, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
That's
Jordan
right.
Love looks good.
Now Hall of Fame edge rusher
going into his freaking prime. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's right. Now y'all added. Who'd y'all add? Didn't y'all add wasn't there like a big acquisition that y'all brought in? Oh, the head coach, of course. Anybody else?
The Colts. I think he's Colts defensive end or something. A part time defensive end. We think is going to create some pressure on the other end, but nothing of
significance like that.
Yeah. It's all about the draft picks and the weapons.
Yeah.
The young people.
Nobody quite like what the Packers did, though.
I mean, and big Grady Jarrett or Jarrett Grady, the big boy
Grady
out of Atlanta.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
to
yeah.
try to be better against the run.
That's
but
not nothing.
No, he's at the end of his career.
Right,
he's overpaid.
No, he probably
not
is.
Not going to hype him up.
But no, you're just paying those guys to get, like, give me a playoff sack or something. You know, give me like a.
Well, he's just to plug a hole. We were worse than Dallas against the run last year, I think 30th. So.
Right. Exactly.
We got to shore that up.
Memphis football tomorrow, taking on Chattanooga. All right, we'll come back. Part of the pod, you're going to join us at 125. We'll talk Memphis basketball with him. Some news today as some more players arrive and practice getting underway. So we'll get into all that with him at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, Eddie FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.